Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Tuesday, March 19th. An aid group says it has successfully delivered 200 tons of food aid to northern Gaza by ship. World Central Kitchen organized the shipment and said the precious cargo was delivered to people in dire need, with a second boat waiting to leave. Fears over the food crisis in Gaza are growing, as a new UN-backed report says people in the north could fall into a famine any time between now and May. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says every single person in Gaza is hungry.
100% of the population in Gaza is at severe levels of acute food insecurity. That's the first time an entire population has been so classified. 100%.
Countries and groups have started airdropping or shipping aid by sea into Gaza because of problems with getting it safely delivered in trucks crossing borders. And the UN's human rights chief says Israeli restrictions on allowing aid into Gaza could amount to war crimes of starvation, an accusation Israel has repeatedly rejected. As rumors and speculation continue to swirl around the Princess of Wales' health, she was spotted Saturday out shopping near her home with Prince William. It's the first time Kate has been seen out in public since Kensington Palace says she had abdominal surgery back in January. CNN's Max Foster has more.
This is not official palace material, obviously. They don't normally want us to show these things, but it does very much speak to the narrative that they've been giving us, that she is well. The couple are there, they're looking happy with each other as well, so it also speaks to all of those conspiracy theories out there.
The internet has run wild with conspiracy theories about Kate's health, a situation that was made worse when the palace released an official photo of her that had been edited. In a statement, the princess apologized and said she'd retouched it. And now a photo agency says one of Kate's images of the late queen and her family was also, quote, digitally enhanced at source. Kensington Palace declined to comment. The newly unearthed inconsistencies in a second royal picture puts Kate at the center of yet more questions and threatens to wreck the royals' relationships with leading news and photography agencies. House and Senate leaders say they've reached a deal to fund the government through September. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced that they've started drafting the actual text of the bill and will release it as soon as possible. And the clock is ticking because key funding runs out on Friday at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. President Joe Biden welcomes the news, saying that once it passes the floor, he will sign it immediately. A former NYPD aide is suing New York Mayor Eric Adams, alleging he sexually assaulted her in 1993 and demanded sexual acts in exchange for help getting a promotion. The mayor denied the allegations, adding he doesn't know the accuser. The former aide claims in the suit he drove her to a vacant lot and made sexual advances, including asking for oral sex, in exchange for his help and exposed himself to her. This allegedly went down when they both worked for the city's transit bureau. CNN has reached out to the bureau for comment. A city spokesperson told CNN when the claims first surfaced late last year that the mayor, quote, would never do anything to physically harm another person and vigorously denies any such claim. The fields are set, the brackets are printed, it's time for some March Madness. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
NCAA's March Madness is officially upon us. The men's tournament starts today, while the women's starts tomorrow. The number one seed in the men's field is the defending champion Connecticut, and the undefeated South Carolina is the number one team to beat for the women's. Teams to watch, too, in the men's tournament are the Purdue Boilermakers, North Carolina Tar Heels, and Houston Cougars, while Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes, South Carolina's Trojans, and Texas Longhorns are top contenders as well for the women's. Now, some of you may be really into this madness, but I bet some of you would rather participate in March Meowness. I'll tell you more about it on Saturday for the next edition of 5 Good Things. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.